Hallelujah. If you put your hands together for the Lord, put your hands together for Jesus. When Ghana Blaster played Egypt, a friend of mine said he came home very early and ate his fufu before he watched the match. Because he didn't want to be disappointed. Hallelujah. Now, even football, people are diehard for the football. So when we come to church, we must be diehard for the Lord. Hallelujah. So be active in whatever we do. Praise the Lord. I said, be what? Active in whatever we do. That is how we connect together and we bring the glory of God in this place. Hallelujah. So tell your neighbor, connect with me. No, look at him or her and say, please connect with me. I'm here to praise God. And so you've got to join me to praise God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. This is our God here. And I've told you that this year we would always want to chant Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4. Let's declare this together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. So now let us put Ghana there. Hear, O Ghana, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hallelujah. Then you want to put your family name there. Hear, O Osesango family, the Lord our God is one Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to share with you today the Holy God. You know, this is our God here. And being our God here, we will do everything to help you to know God. So I started the series, God series. I have spoken about God and his identity and description. I have spoken about who God is to us. And the whole of this whole year, we're going to be talking about God in various ways. Today we are talking about the Holy God, and we can even add the Holy God, our Savior. So when we say the Holy God, my Savior, is an idea. All the realization that God saves. Not only for his glory, but also for his gladness. And this idea is mind-boggling. There's a guy who wrote a book called Knowing God. And from the next month of going, I'm going to start a series on Knowing God. I'll be doing a series on this work from J.I. Packer. J.I. Packer's book, Knowing God, is a book every one of you must have. It's a very good book. If you really want to work with God this year, you have to know God. But I'm going to tell me the journey of God, or the journey for God. And I'm going to take my time to explain certain deep revelation to us. And this is what J.I. Packer says. He says, about being glad for us, He said, God's happiness is not complete until all his beloved ones are saved to sin no more. That is what J.I. Packer says. God's happiness is not complete till all his loved ones are saved to sin no more. This is a remarkable statement. In other words, God was happy even before the world was created. Because we have read, we have learned in Genesis 1 that he was the beginning. And because he is eternal, he self-existent. And we've said it in the previous teachings. So it means that God existed before creation. And he is always happy by himself. Nobody makes him happy. And he didn't need the world even to be happy. He is supremely happy by himself. But yet, God's happiness, by his own determination, is somehow wrapped up in the salvation of his people. Let me say it again. God's happiness, by his own determination, is somehow wrapped up in the salvation of his people. So in other words, God doesn't want anybody to go astray. That is why the scripture even tells us that when a person is saved, the angels in heaven are happy. So God is happy when people are saved. And he doesn't want anyone to go missing. And that is why today we want to look at the word that Jude tells us. And in the book of Jude, even in verse 1. So if you can go with me to Jude verse 1. Jude is only one book. So Jude 1 verse 1. Look at what the scripture says. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God. In other words, to them that are called by God. In other words, you have been called by God. You say to yourself, I have been called by God. Or say it again, I have been called by God. God has called you. And he didn't only call you, but he said he loved them. He said, I love them. And he said, I preserve them in Jesus Christ. And that is what Jude tells us. That you've been called and loved by God. But even when Jude was saying this, the last portion of Jude, chapter 1, verse 25. The last chapter, the last verse, 25. To the only wise God, our Savior. I thought somebody would say amen to that. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power.
To me.
Good. Both now and forevermore. So to the only wise God, our Savior. That is why we are saying the Lord, the only God, our Savior. So let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 10. give you a perspective to what we are doing. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, let that be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Forever and ever. Let's continue. Thy, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Is thine. That is exactly what Jude was echoing to us. And Jude was echoing from the Old Testament what the prophet Ezra wrote. And he's saying, thy, O God, you are the great one. You are the one who has power and the glory. You are the one who has victory. You are the one who is majestic. For in heaven and on earth, thine is the kingdom. O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. I love that scripture. Thou art exalted above all. So God is above everything. He is not below anything. He is above everything. He says, both riches and honor come of thee. And you reign over all. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. I speak to you this morning. God will give you riches and honor. Can I speak to you this morning? God will give you strength to live your life. Go to verse 30. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. And then we'll come to Jude and conclude. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, said the only God. Let's say it together, the only God. The only God. He said, I am the first and I am the last. God is the first and God is the last. And beside me there is no God. Beside me there is no God. Beside me there is no God. There is no other God. The only God. Our Savior. There is none like him. None is like him. He is mighty. He is powerful. He is great. He is majestic. He has glory. He has honor. And that is God. Verse 7. And whom as I shall call, and whom I shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them shew unto them. Go to it.
Fear ye not. Neither be afraid. Have not I told you from that time that I have declared it? Here are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? 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 Can any God be the first? Can any God be the last? Can any God replace me? There is no God. Hallelujah. Is there a God beside the Lord? The Bible has already answered, so you take the Bible answer. Is there a God besides me? There's no God. I know not any. So is there a God beside me? This is a very deep saying, though. There is no God. No, there is no God. Not even, not I know not any. I know not any. Which God do you know? Which God do you know? Do you know any other God apart from this God? Unfortunately, some of us know some other gods. Some of us know the God of the world. The God who is a shortcut. The God which is in your homes. You've hidden them. And you pray to them every morning. And yet you come to church. That is your God. Some of us know other gods. The gods of TV. Some of us know other gods. The God of self. And you see, in this world, a lot of things have been done. Some have written good books. Very practical ones. And some of them, they kept them living for God. Some of them, they tell them 10 principles of making money. Some of them, they tell you the keys to successful marriage. Some of them, they tell you how you can break the bottom of singleness. There are a lot of books and materials around that suggest to tell us that when we read them, we would be well with ourselves. Some of them, they even tell you maximizing your potential. Some of them tell you realizing your purpose. The problem is, in all of these that we do, our faith is feeble, and our worship is not as we want it to be. And it's because of one thing, because there has been an absence of consideration of God and His goodness in our life. Even submitting to God. Even submitting to God. And that is why Jude is reminding his readers. Reminding all of us in Ghana. And for those of us in New Heights. That you must know this. That there is only one God. The true God. The God our Savior. The God our Savior. Paul, in moving to Athens, in Acts chapter 17, we are told that when he goes to Athens, it was a big inscription. A A very big one.
To the unknown God. To the unknown God. Because they were worshiping other gods. And they didn't know this very God we are talking about. And so Paul said, I want to help you to know this very God which you are talking about. And Paul described God to the people of Athens and made them realize that there is only one God, Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ Jesus our Lord. Now when you read Psalm 86 verse 8, among the gods, and this was what Paul was telling the people of Athens, among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Something, thou art God alone. Thou art God alone. That is why Deuteronomy 6:4 says, our God is Yahweh. Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is our God. Now the world would always want to put something before you. Not to believe in God. Not to trust in the Lord. But Jeremiah helps us to understand. In Jeremiah chapter 9, he encourages us not to trust in ourselves. Not to trust in our wisdom. Not to trust in our wisdom. Because that cannot help us. That can't take us far. That is what the world wants you to do. The world wants you to trust in yourself. The world wants you to trust in your wisdom. And that is why they came with something they call the Enlightenment. And the Enlightenment period was a period of reason. So people were saying we can use our own mind to do things. That is why René Descartes said, I am who I am because I think. René Descartes said, I am who I am because I think. So the period of enlightenment was a period of reason. Men were using their reason to do everything. That is why I came to tell you today. If you believe in reason, if you believe in yourself, you cannot worship God. You cannot worship the only God who is your Savior and is my Savior. Then we move on further to the post-enlightenment. And the post-enlightenment in your contemporary world simply means man is the measure of all things. Human beings is the measure of all things. We can do the humanly impossible. We are the superman. But I came to tell you, you are not a superman. There is a superman. He is God. And that is why you must focus your attention on him this year. Because your reason can't save you. Your money can't save you. Your beauty can't save you. Nothing of yours can save you. You need a savior. And he is the only one who can save you. God alone. God alone can save you from your wretchedness.
And
that is why I want to encourage everyone in our church that your belief must be in God. Is there anyone like our God? Is there anyone like your God? So from today, when you leave this place, hanging at the doorpost of your house, is there anyone like my God? And when you put it there that way, and you wake up in the morning and you read it, then you shout it loud. There is no God not I know of. There is no God like him. Not one that I know of. He alone is our God. He is your Savior. He is the one who is preparing you. He is the one bringing you to greatness. Don't trust in yourself, because yourself will disappoint you. But if you trust in the Lord and your belief is in him, no matter the storms that comes your way, no matter what the world will say, your God will supply your needs for you. Your God will do it for you. Your God will do it for you. Your God will do it for you. I say your God will do it for you. So this year, know him. Focus on God. Focus on God. Let him become your foundation. Let him be your foundation. Not even only your foundation, but let him become your framework. And if God becomes your framework, then I tell you this year, the storms will blow. The challenges will come. The pain will come. Pain. The hardship will come. But then those who know their God, 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 they shall do exploits. They shall do exploits. They shall do exploits. You will do exploits this year, because you know your God. I want to encourage you. Let the Lord be your focus. He is the only God, our Savior. To him be the glory. To him be the majesty. To him be the power. Forever and ever. Put your hands together for the Lord. Rise to your